Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
The biggest names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet, with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports, brought to you by BetMGM.
The magnificent Sports Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, our crew, and you here on Westwood One Sports. I love the first hour of the show today. Talking about the Knicks' humiliation of the Philadelphia 76ers, both in Game 4 and for the series. My Knicks looking like world beaters. My Knicks looking like an absolute juggernaut. Best Knicks team of my lifetime, no matter what happens from here. The ceiling for this Knicks team, higher than any other Knicks team in my lifetime. And I know the 94 Knicks went to Game 7 of the finals. I watched them. I watched this team. This team's better. Winning by an average of 19.4 points per game through two playoff rounds. The most in the history of the National Basketball Association. And this Knicks team, and I know it's a low bar, this is the best New York sports team in the last 15 years. You can say it like the tallest short guy. I get it. But still, the fact remains, the point remains. Best New York sports team in almost two decades, this version of the New York Knicks. And I know the Knicks are not guaranteed to make the NBA Finals. They could lose the Eastern Conference Final to either the Cavs or the Pistons. But I'll keep saying it. No excuse for the Knicks not to beat either Cleveland or Detroit when they get there. Those two teams are good. Game 4 coming up tonight. We'll see what happens. We'll give you a betting opinion at the end of the show. The Knicks had better win that series. They're the best team left standing in the East. They need to keep this rolling heading into the Eastern Conference Final. I defended Joel Embiid for his post-game comments. I haven't seen one person do that. Everyone say, oh, well, Joel Embiid, how could he say the season's a success? They love it, got swept. How could you say that? I don't know, because he feels good. Can you put yourself in his shoes? The guy never plays. He played, and now he feels like he's going to play in the future, and everyone wants him to, like, cry at the postgame press conference or be pissed off when, like, he feels good? Like, come on. Like, grow up. Stop being so damn narcissistic. And I say that as a tremendous narcissist. I'm self-aware enough to know that I am one and can be one. Can you be self-aware enough to know that you are one, if that's what you're saying? So I defended Joel Embiid, and I think he is worthy of defense. One person not worthy of defense this morning is Spurs big man Victor Wembanyama, who, just to reiterate the point, elbowed Naz Reid in the throat. A spinning elbow that you might see in WWE or New Japan Pro Wrestling or UFC. And people are saying, oh, well, you know, it's Wemby's never done something like this before. There should be no punishment. Really? Elbowed a guy in the throat. What if it were Draymond Green? Lou Dort would... I'm reticent to say what I was going to say about, like, the prison that Lou Dort will get sent to. Like, that you would throw... These guys would get thrown in Guantanamo... Jokic would get thrown in Guantanamo Bay for elbowing someone in the throat. But Wemby does it. Oh, no big deal. Oh, it's okay. He's such a nice guy. Oh, no. Oh, he took it like a man. Like, he just walked off the court. Oh, no. No. It's okay. Is it? And I'm not trying to be what the kids would call a hardo here. Not trying to be one. Just like, you can't elbow someone in the throat. You can't do it. He did it. If it were up to me, and I'm handing down the potential discipline, I don't think he should be suspended. I think the Spurs already paid the price for what he did. They lost a playoff game because that's a pretty big price to pay. I wouldn't suspend him for game 5 if it were me. But if it comes down that he's suspended for game 5, I don't want to see one person saying that it's the wrong decision. Again, I wouldn't do it, but you can absolutely see where the NBA would try and make a statement. You can't do this. And by this, again, I mean elbowing someone in the throat. Not acceptable. The most famous elbow since Macho Man Randy Savage. That series now tied up at 2, heading back to San Antonio. And it going to get real, real interesting if Wemby gets suspended for game number 5. And credit to Anthony Edwards for his incredible fourth quarter last night. And then I told you why I think the Dallas Cowboys will beat my Giants on Sunday Night Football to start the season. That game announced earlier today. Cowboys at Giants, week 1 Sunday Night Football. Everybody get your jokes off. Yes. The Cowboys and Giants seemingly play on week 1 every season. Our pal Jeff Goodman from the Field of 68 is going to join us here on You Better You Bet in about 20 minutes. And when Jeff Goodman joins us on the show, we will discuss with him these NBA draft prospects and how they will fit with the potential teams that draft them. And that is because yesterday was the NBA draft lottery. And I watched that son of a bitch like it was game 7 of the World Series. And my favorite team wasn't even in it. The Knicks, nowhere to be found in the draft lottery. And hopefully won't be in it for many years to come. And yet, I was on pins and needles, like actually, like literally, at like 2:47 p.m. Eastern time yesterday, in the afternoon. I look at my phone to see what time it is, and I'm like, I can't believe the lottery's 13 minutes away. I was actually, not, like, this is sincere, counting down the minutes until the lottery. I couldn't wait for it. Because yesterday will go down as one of the most consequential NBA draft lotteries ever. We can talk about the Patrick Ewing draft lottery, which the Knicks won. Frozen envelope, shout out to David Stern. LeBron in 03. Wemby a couple years ago. This one will go down in the annals with all of those. And I say that even if A.J. DeBonsa, Darren Peterson, Cam Boozer, Caleb Wilson, Acuff, Wagler, Flemings, etc. Let's say none of them turn out to be the best player on a championship team, championship caliber team. It will still go down as one of the most consequential lotteries because it's the last one in this current form. Lottery reform is like, much like winter is coming. A lot of Game of Thrones references on the show today. Lottery reform is coming. So for teams like Brooklyn and Sacramento, you will no longer be able to, and you can say the same thing about Washington and Utah, except Washington and Utah won the lottery and Brooklyn and Sacramento didn't. You will no longer be able to tank your way into top draft picks year after year. The NBA is actually going to prevent it from happening. So this lottery and the results of this lottery yesterday matter exponentially more than you might even think they do, given the players that have come out and this generational group of players that are going to be drafted in like the top eight. Because the lottery is no longer going to exist in this form moving forward. And I have a bunch of opinions to share with you from this NBA draft lottery yesterday. Let's start with the winners of the lottery. The Washington Wizards at one and the Utah Jazz at two. And perhaps you feel like karma, like Utah didn't deserve this. Remember, Utah was the poster child for tanking this season. Like, literally winning in the fourth quarter of games and pulling Lauri Markkanen and Jaren Jackson to lose the game on purpose. Tell you what, fine, $500,000. You pay that 10 times over for the second pick in this draft. So it was worth it. Perhaps you feel like, well, justice was not served. Guess what? Life isn't a Disney movie. Sometimes the bad guys win. And I'm not insinuating the Jazz are bad people, just like sometimes in life this happens. Like, it ain't a storybook ending. The good guys don't always win. Sorry. That's life. I feel awesome for the Washington Wizards. This is the best win by a wizard since Harry Potter killed Lord Voldemort in the final Harry Potter book. I almost can't believe it happened. We're conditioned. And I know the Wizards had the second pick in a bad draft. Here's Alex Sarr. Good player. Not a franchise-changing player. I thought for sure the Wizards were going to end up with, like, I know it's not possible. It's actually mathematically not possible. I thought for sure the Wizards were going to get, like, the 15th pick in the draft. I know that's not possible. But I felt like they were good, because they always do. It usually doesn't go their way. And it did, in a big way. And now, this star-crossed franchise, the Washington Wizards, are going to add, presumably, either A.J. DeBonso or Darren Peterson to a roster that's got some interesting young players. Trey Johnson, right? 6th overall pick in the draft last year. Alex Sarr. Plus, Anthony Davis and Trae Young, like, look, you might have forgotten this because they traded for these guys and never played them because they were tanking, trying to lose. Now you put DeBonso or Peterson on this team? Tell me that's not a playoff team next year in the Eastern Conference. Now maybe they're not a top six team, but you tell me that ain't a top 10 team in the Eastern Conference next year? Now I don't know if Anthony Davis is going to be on the team. Every time, in hilarious fashion, every time Anthony Davis refers to the Wizards, he says they instead of we, which is funny. Anthony Davis is too busy, like, filming his Impractical Jokers, like, style, like, hidden camera, you know, prank show for Turner, right? To focus on, you know, playing basketball. And I don't even say that to be mean. If I were him, I might do the same thing. So maybe Anthony Davis wants to force his way out. If you're the Wizards, great. Trade him. See ya. And get more draft capital. Like, now, in the lottery, it's going to be way more important to have more assets than to have, like, the 14% chance to be the number one overall pick with the way the new lottery is going to be. Like, this is, it's all coming up Wizards. It all's coming up Wizards. And what else might happen here? And by the way, if the Utah Jazz do this, I have no problem with it. No problem with it. The Jazz owner, Ryan Smith, is the biggest BYU booster. Like, basically paid A.J. DeBonso to play for BYU last year. Like, there are rumors already out there that the Jazz want to trade up from 2-1, and the Wizards have gone on the record already saying that, like, the number one pick is for sale. Like, do you not understand what's happening here? This could very easily be Utah from 2-1 to take A.J. DeBonso. Let's say that happens. Hell, let's say it doesn't. Here's Darren Peterson. And everyone thinks they've got Darren Peterson's cramping situation figured out because he was taking too much creatine. I have no idea if it's true or not, whatever. But we know Darren Peterson's upside is sky high. Do you understand that the Jazz are going to be a playoff team next year in the Western Conference? Do people get that? Lauri Markkanen, Jaren Jackson, Keontae George, Ace Bailey, Walker Kessler, and either A.J. DeBonser or Darren Peterson. Now, I don't know if they're going to be a top six team again, but they're not a play-in team next year, the Utah Jazz, with that lineup? This was yesterday for Washington and Utah. Franchise altering. The ball's going their way. Like, altered the future of this franchise, of these franchises in a positive way for both next year and beyond. It is, you cannot overstate how important this is and how incredible this is and transformative this is going to be for the Washington Wizards and the Utah Jazz. You better, you bet on this Monday. Nick Costos and you, Westwood One Sports. Also, tremendous for the Memphis Grizzlies, who jump up to 3, and the Chicago Bulls, who jump up to 4. Memphis has a pretty fun young core and a million assets now to build around. Again, in this new lottery system, right? With the Jaren Jackson trade and the Desmond Bane trade to the Orlando Magic. And now the third pick in the draft. Let's just call it Cam Boozer, just for the purposes of this conversation. Caleb Will, whatever it's going to be. So now, if you're Memphis, the Grizzlies are dying to trade Ja Morant. Now, you can actually trade Ja Morant and not have like the fans be as furious and as depressed as they were going to be when that happened, even if I'm sure they all know it's the right thing. Now the Grizz can turn the page. And now here's Boozer or Wilson or somebody else who's going to be a stud, in all likelihood, with Coward and Edie, and they're going to be fun. It is huge for the Grizzlies. And for the Chicago Bulls. I mean, it's been brutal watching Kobe White, you know, light up the Heat in the play-in game. It's been brutal watching Ayo Dosunmu be awesome for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Tell you what, was it worth it? Was it worth it? Absolutely. This could go down as the most important day for the Chicago Bulls franchise. And I know the Derrick Rose thing happened, but like, think about it in totality here. That played out. This hasn't. This could be the most important day for the Chicago Bulls since Michael Jordan shot in Game 6 of the 98 Finals in the Last Dance to beat the Jazz. Not an exaggeration, right? That's fair. Here's Caleb Wilson or Cam Boozer. And everyone, it feels like people think Cam Boozer is going to stink in the NBA. I don't see that at all. I don't see it at all. The Bulls with 2 first-round picks. And yes, the Bulls' last 2 picks at 4 overall have not necessarily been world beaters. Patrick Williams and the not-skinny Eddie Curry. Former Nick Eddie Curry. My strong feeling is this player will be better than those, whoever they take. Couple other things to discuss from the draft lottery. And this is where it gets dark. The Brooklyn Nets and the Sacramento Kings. I'm not trying to be sincerely. I'm not trying to be dramatic here. I'm not trying to be hyperbolic. At all. I think these two franchises are probably screwed for quite some time. Think about what I'm saying about lottery reform and what's about to happen, right? Where's the path for these teams to be good? Where is it for the Nets and the Kings? They put, especially Brooklyn, and I'm not going to go through all the details, but like what Brooklyn basically did was not mortgage the entire future, but traded a lot to gain control of their picks in 25 and 26. And busted on both of them. The Sacramento Kings endured another brutal season to end up with the 7th pick. And the Nets have the 6th pick. Now, it's a deep draft. It's not to say that they can't get stars at 6 and 7. It's not to say that. But if you're a Nets fan and you're a Kings fan, insert joke here about those two fan bases. But you're saying, right? If you're a Nets fan or a Kings fan, I mean, this is the height of misery. This is pit of misery level stuff if you're a Brooklyn Nets fan or a Sacramento Kings fan. Especially if you're a Knicks. Because like the Kings, I actually feel like in their own weird way are trying to be good. They're terrible at it, but they're trying. The Nets were trying to be bad. This is like you get in shape, you dedicate yourself for a year straight, 2 years straight in this instance. No cheat meals. You're eating grilled chicken and broccoli and washing it down with liter after liter of water, gallon after gallon of H2O. You're in the gym 6 days a week. You don't go out. You're trying to get in great shape to impress your crush. You spend all this time working on it in the dark, losing in your personal life with the hopes that one day you'll be a big winner. And you get your shot and you shoot your shot. And you get rejected instantly. Like on that old MTV show, Next. When you walk off the bus and the person just yells, Next. The NBA and the basketball gods looked at the Brooklyn Nets and looked at the Sacramento Kings and they walked off the bus, ready for their moment. And the gods yelled, Next. Horrible for the Nets and horrible for the Kings. Last note for now on the lottery, and our friend Jeff Goodman will join us in the next segment. I'm excited to talk with Jeff. The Indiana Pacers rolled the dice in what I kind of thought in the moment was kind of an unacceptable way. And hindsight's 20/20. I would have come on the air if they had won that roll of the dice, and I would have said the same thing today. The Pacers, and kind of a move that went unreported, and like we didn't really do a lot of it on this show, and maybe that's my bad, probably is, honestly. The Pacers traded for Vita Zubats for the LA Clippers. And in doing so, basically rolled the dice on their lottery pick. Where if it's top four, Indiana keeps it. And if it's five or six, it goes to the LA Clippers. And if it goes to the Clippers, the Pacers get the Clippers unprotected first round pick in 2031, a half decade away. Well, it went busto yesterday. The Clippers now have the fifth pick in the draft. In a ridiculously deep draft, and we'll see what they do. Like, they have Darius Garland. Are they going to take another guard? That's a story for another day. If you're a Clippers fan, insert joke here, you are delirious today. You're in ecstasy. Because, for all intents and purposes, this era of Clipper basketball ended Game 7 last year in Denver in the first round with that defeat. Pretty nice pivot. Trade James Harden. Here's Darius Garland. Here's Benedict Mathurin. Here's the fifth pick in the draft. Could not have gone better for the Clippers. Could not have gone better. For the Indiana Pacers. GM Kevin Pritchard puts out a tweet apologizing to Pacers fans. Felt like luck was going to be on their side. This is the gambler's fallacy. Well, Tyrese Halliburton popped his Achilles, and we were beset by injuries all year, so the luck's bound to go our way, right? You play roulette, and it comes up black 10 times in a row, so now it has to be red, right? Wrong. And this isn't to intimate that the Pacers can't or won't be good next year. If Halliburton comes back, they're a playoff team, obviously. And Zubats is one of the better centers in the league. So it's not like they're going to be terrible next year. But if you're Indiana, when are you going to be in this position again? Top five pick in a draft like this. They rolled the dice. To me, an unacceptable gamble by the Indiana Pacers. And one that could be felt by them for years and maybe a decade plus to come. Take a break. On the other side, joining us to break down the NBA draft lottery, the one, the only, the great Jeff Goodman, here on You Better You Bet.
Who's making a run? And who's done? We're just a few games away from the NBA Finals. Get daily NBA playoff reaction on Westwood One Sports.
As a fitness coach, my active psoriatic arthritis can slow me down. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, I'm treating my skin and joint symptoms so I can keep moving. Skyrizi, a prescription-only injection for adults, helps me move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. And for those who have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible. With Skyrizi, there's no daily dosing. It's just four doses a year after two starter doses.
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement. And that means everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Give your car the spring cleaning it deserves. At Tidal Wave Auto Spa, you can wash away winter's dirt and grime with a top-of-the-line car wash that leaves your car shining on the outside and fresh on the inside. Plus, every wash includes free vacuums, microfiber towels, and interior cleaning spray so you can finish the job. In just minutes, your car will be looking its best again. That's the clean car happy feeling. Tidal Wave Auto Spa makes it quick, easy, and convenient. Find a location near you today at TidalWaveAutoSpa.com.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
By Robert Levinger, insurance agent.
Picking second will be the Utah Jazz, and that means that the number one pick in the 2026 NBA draft goes to the Washington Wizards.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
ESPN credit there. I love when Mark Tatum's in our life. He's in our life for like 2 days a year. Get the second round of the NBA draft, and we get, you know, the NBA draft lottery from our friend Mark Tatum. This segment on You Better You Bet, sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you can save at ProgressiveCommercial.com, ProgressiveCommercial.com. Joining us right now on the show, one of our absolute favorites, the impresario and maven of the Field of 68. And you know my opinion. I think they do the best job covering college basketball. Love Jeff and Rob Doster and the entire crew at the Field of 68. They have a show coming up next hour at 11:30 a.m. Eastern time on the Field of 68 YouTube and Twitter, breaking down presumably the NBA draft lottery and all these great prospects Jeff set to enter the NBA. And Jeff joins us now on the show. My friend, how's it going? Appreciate the time.
All's good. All's good. You know, excited to talk about the lottery here and the ping pong balls and really the dilemma now that I think Michael Winger and the Wizards are going to have. And it's a good problem to have, obviously, having the number one pick. But this is not an easy decision. I mean, last year it was a layup, obviously, with Cooper Flagg. And a couple of years ago with Victor Wembanyama, it was easy. This one, not nearly as easy because of what has happened with Darren Peterson over his freshman year at Kansas. And now the questions that NBA guys have about Peterson and his health and his competitiveness and all that. Peterson went into the year, Nick, as I don't want to say the clear cut number one, but the favorite, the clear favorite.
And he was the betting favorite all season long up until like the very end with missing games at Kansas, basically in the regular season.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, again, AJ is such a, Davante is such an elite prospect because he's 6'9 and long and skilled and athletic and all that. He looks the part. But, you know, I remember a couple of years ago when I saw Peterson for the first time and I saw him play probably 10 times in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And I had seen, I'm from Massachusetts, so I had seen AJ since he was a sophomore in high school a bunch. And I think I was the first one to say, like, Peterson's the number one player. He's the number one player because he could do everything. At his size, he could do everything at that guard spot. He could shoot the hell out of it. He could get to the basket. He could guard. He could make people better. Well, what we saw at a Darren Peterson this season at Kansas was not the Darren Peterson that I saw. He was not. I mean, after the injuries and – you know, the preseason, obviously the full body cramps that we've kind of read about here. And I mentioned a couple months ago for the first time, that freaked him out. That freaked him out. And that changed his entire year and the injuries and then the mental part of it, trying to get past it and tapping out every time he felt something. Bill Self just played him differently after that. He stuck him in the corner. You know, he didn't play him early on. If you remember, he had the ball in his hands a lot at the beginning of the season. Then after all that happened, he just basically played him in the corner. And when he got the ball, he was able to do some things. But he wasn't a playmaker for others this year after those injuries, which is something that he can do.
Let's sift through this a little bit, Jeff. And the important context here for our audience, I feel like a lot of people know this, but I'll say it just because I think it needs to be said. Jeff is as plugged in as it gets in the world of college basketball. So I give you that to now give you this. There are reports, and this could be, I'm not doubting the veracity of these reports, just that I want to ask the question, that everyone is saying now that they think they figured out what was going on with all the cramp, because it was weird watching it, right? It's like, does this guy want to play? Yeah. That it was because he was taking too much creatine, and that the creatine was causing his body to cramp. Now, I'm not insinuating that it's not true or that someone's lying, but like, I don't know the answer to this question. Again, you're as plugged in as it gets. What are you hearing about the potential truth, the veracity of these reports as it concerns Peterson and the creatine?
I mean, they got to come up with something. They got to come up with something.
Do you buy
it? I don't know if this is true or not. Not entirely, just because I dealt with the dad throughout the year and the agent, and it was like the worst PR job of all time. I mean, all they had to do was put the kid out there throughout the year and let people understand that this kid was going through some stuff and it was difficult for him. They screwed this whole thing up all year. It was a PR disaster, a disaster led by the father. So they got to come up with something here. They got to come up with something. And again, I do think I love the kid. Can I say that? I love the kid because the kid is about all business. He doesn't care about the attention. He's not doing the interviews. He's not yearning for him. I was supposed to sit down with him in Ames, Iowa, before they played Iowa State the night before. On a Friday night, they played Iowa State on Saturday. It was all set up. I was going to sit down with the kid, and they pulled it last minute. And again, all they had to do was have this kid's face out there saying, hey, man, like, this is difficult for me. And I think people would have felt for the kid a little bit. And instead, the only thing you ever saw from Darren was him tapping out. And then him on the bench with no expression in his face, which is how he is, right? Like he's expressionless. He's stone-faced, whatever. But this is the one of the last kids I would have expected to happen, this to happen, because he was competitive as hell when I saw him in AU ball. He was tough. He was fearless. Again, he doesn't love attention. He admitted he's kind of a loner here. But now the big question that I've gotten from several NBA guys is the competitiveness. Not the creatine. Again, maybe it's true, maybe it's not, and they're just trying to come up with something that doesn't, again, you know, you don't want it to be too big of an issue that these teams obviously are going to pass on them because of it. So it's got to be something that looks legitimate enough but isn't too bad. And that's where creatine probably it fits the bill here. But again, I hope this was a blip. I hope we get to see the real Darren Peterson next year. And I don't know if I hope it's in Washington, because I think, unfortunately, you put him with Trae Young and an often injured Anthony Davis at this stage of his career. I don't think that's the best situation for him or AJ. I don't think either one of them want to see that. Neither one of them want to go there and deal with Trae Young, dribble, you know, get your assist numbers up, and AD, who's never seemingly healthy. It's not a great situation for either of them.
Yeah. There's so much to get. I actually disagree with that. I think the Jazz and Wizards will both be playoff teams next year in the East and West, respectively. Now, that doesn't mean top six, but I absolutely think those are top 10 teams. They'll be in the playoffs next season with Devonta
Peterson. If AD's healthy,
they should trade AD. I don't even think they need to keep him.
What are you getting for him? What are you possibly going to get for AD now?
So here's what I would say. Is with the way the lottery is going to be now, right? With lottery reform coming, where it'll be more advantageous to be stocked with assets as opposed to like getting the one pick at the top. It's going to be different now. Where if you can get some more assets here that they can control, I think that's a win for the Washington Wizards if they're able to do that.
Yeah. Again, my whole deal is I've never trusted Trae Young. Certainly is the number one guy. Never, ever, ever, ever. Now, if he moves down and he's your number three guy, fine, fair. If AD is healthy, Trae Young becomes your number three guy, and you got, and we haven't talked about AJ, but again, you know, AJ is able to, he'll be able to impact right away. I mean, right away at his length and athleticism and his competitiveness and all that. The only thing with AJ that I question about is his decision making with the ball in his hands. But if you have other veterans around him and not too much is put on AJ DeBonta to have to lead a franchise right away, then he'll be great.
You better, you bet on this Monday. Nick Costos and you, Westwood One Sports. Our guest is Jeff Goodman from the Field of 68. He's the best on Twitter at Goodman Hoops. Let's assume DeBonta goes one. Let's just say that happens to the Wizards or the Jazz trade up to one to make the pick. Is there a world that exists, Jeff, where Darren Peterson doesn't go second in this draft, or is his floor is going second overall?
So I know Danny Ainge and Austin Ainge very, very, very well. Okay, I grew up in Boston. I've known Danny forever.
We're running the Jazz, obviously. Danny and his son.
Yes, sure. Here's what I'll say is, generally, the rule of the Ainges is they're not passing up on elite talent. And now, again, if they dig into this Darren Peterson thing, if they dig in and they're like, they're scared of what they find out about Darren Peterson, and again, the competitiveness is a question at the end of the day, they may say, you know what, we're not taking a chance on him. I just don't think, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think this thing is going to be something that we're going to be talking about with Darren Peterson for years. Like, I don't think it's going to be a Markelle Fultz thing. Right? Like that, ultimately, if you remember with Danny Ainge, what did he do? Everybody thought he was taking Markelle Fultz with the Celtics.
He got Jason Tate traded back and took Tatum.
Dude, I remember going, and I went for, when Fultz went in to visit the Celtics, I was with ESPN at that point. It was such a layup that everybody thought they were taking Fultz with ESPN. I rode back with him. I took him to the airport, Fultz, and we had these cameras in the car. And I did like a 25-minute interview with Fultz driving him back to the airport that we were going to use on draft day. And then they take Jason Tatum, obviously proves to be the right pick. But what I'm saying is, like, unless the red flags are so significant with Darren Peterson, I do not see Austin and Danny Ainge passing on a talent like that in a place like Utah. In a place like Utah, where
it happened last year, by the way, with Ace Bailey, where they're like, hey, like he slid to us. Yes. Like, we're making this pick here no matter what red flags are out there because he's so talented.
Exactly. you know, Cam Boozer's a terrific player, but we all know his upside isn't what Darren Peterson's is. So if you're Utah, I don't see any way you pass up unless you get something back, reports back that scare you so much. And I don't think that's going to be the case with Darren Peterson. I think it's going to be the reverse. I think they're going to get reports back that make them feel way more at ease about drafting Darren Peterson.
Let's say that's true. Does Darren Peterson go one over AJ DeBonsa if teams feel comfortable with the level of like his competitiveness? Or do you think DeBonsa's a shoe-in to go one at this point, no matter who picks at first overall? Give this one to me in 30 seconds so we can hit a couple other things.
Yeah, I don't think he's a shoe-in, but I would say the odds are very high because if you're Washington and Winger, you can't afford to screw this one up. And if something crazy happens with Peterson, that's your job on the line.
I want to go lightning round here, hit you with like two or three here, maybe in the next like 3-4 minutes before we have to take a break. I said this in the last segment, Jeff. Look, you're 100% right, and I don't think anyone would debate that Cam Boozer doesn't have the upside of like a Darren Peters or an AJ DeBonsa. But it kind of feels to me like people think like Cam Boozer's going to stink in the NBA. And I don't understand that. How do you and the people you talk to view Cam Boozer as an NBA prospect?
You know, a good number two guy. Not a guy that can probably lead a franchise. Not a guy that you can build it around, but a great complimentary piece. A great number two guy because
would you take him or Caleb Wilson? You're on the clock at three. Are you taking Cam Boozer or Caleb Wilson if you're the Memphis Grizzlies?
I'm taking Caleb Wilson, personally. I just think the upside is higher. I think Caleb's a killer, an absolute killer. Cam is just – he'll fit in well with Zach Edey in Memphis. I think they actually would play off one another pretty well. And it's a safe pick. And it's a kind of like a pick. Memphis needs to do what Charlotte did last year, which is start to get in some like high character, good program guys, right? Like it worked. Con Knipple, obviously you've seen what it started to do with Charlotte a little bit because Charlotte was a disaster. Memphis is kind of a disaster right now. And they traded away one of their high character guys in Jaren Jackson. So I think Boozer and Edey would be solid. Obviously, you got to figure out what the hell's going on with Ja.
Take your pick of these three guards that are all expected to go in close range.
Four. Darius. You better have four. Don't have three. Have four in there.
So let me see if I can get the fourth off the top of my head. So it's Kingston Fleming's from Houston, Acuff from Arkansas, Wagler from Illinois. Is Burry's the fourth from Arizona?
No,
who's the fourth?
Mikal Brown from Louisville.
That's a brain fart by me. Mikal Brown from Louisville. Yes, please. Who do you like of those
Mikal
four?
Brown one. I'm going Mikal Brown one of those
okay.
four. Yes. Me personally, I'm probably the only one in America that has that. I love Mikal Brown. I think last year kind of was a disaster for him. The injuries, the back injuries didn't fit well with that Louisville group. But, man, I've seen him work out. I've been around the kid. He's got the size that a lot of those other guys don't. He's got the ability to shoot it from deep and make people better. Now, again, Acuff can do that too. Acuff can shoot it. He's got a gear. He's smaller, and he doesn't guard. Wagler, how do I say this with Wagler? Like, super
He'd be
talented.
Last for me. He'd be last of those four for me, Wagler.
Yeah, I kind of agree right now. He's just different. He's a guy who can play off the ball more than the other three guys. And Fleming's might be my favorite kid of all of them. I mean, they're all good kids. Like, that's the beauty of this draft also that not enough people are talking about. It's like, you get the top 8, 9, 10 players. They're unbelievable talents, and I said it from an NBA GM yesterday. Like, the disparity from 1 to 10 is probably as small as it's been maybe in the last 20 years. And I'm not saying that to mean that, like, number 10 could go number 1. I'm just saying the gap isn't nearly as big as it usually is from 1 to 10, 10 being like a Nate Amendt right now, the freshman coming out of Tennessee. But, yeah, Mikal Brown, awesome. Acuff, awesome. Wagler, awesome. And the one we haven't talked about, Kingston Fleming's a freshman from Houston, friggin' awesome. All four of them, unbelievable. They're all going to be really, really, really good guard. I wouldn't be surprised if all four of them are all-stars in 5 years.
Wow. Final question for you, like 15, because we got to take a break, like 15 seconds for the answer. What would you say the percent chance that in some way, whatever order it is, that the top four picks, and again, whatever the order, DeBonsa, yep, Peterson, Boozer, Wilson, what's your confidence level that those are the top four picks, however it happens?
92%.
If someone breaks into the top four, who is it?
Probably Acuff. Acuff, I would say.
And who falls in that instance, Boozer or Wilson?
I would say Boozer. The people are just worried about lack of athleticism and him scoring over length, which, you know, again, he's pretty damn good. He should go top.
And he's also a really good 3-point shooter for a size. I can't wait.
And a great passer and a great kid and all of it. Yes.
So Jeff Goodman of except against Connecticut.
I get it, but
I mean they did lose that game for whatever it's worth.
True.
The field is not the field of 76, the field of 68. Our friend Jeff Goodman show coming up next hour. My friend, stay well. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Nick.
We're talking tonight's NBA playoff action. Lakers, Thunder, get the brooms out. Cavs, Pistons, next.
Thursday night, it's a Westwood One special presentation. NFL Schedule Release 26, hosted by Scott Graham and Mike Golic, with special guest NFL VP Mike North. What's your team's toughest stretch, and where are the wins? We'll tell you Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Westwood One Sports.
At Liberty Mutual, we love helping people with things like customizing car insurance, just like how we customize a song for you. Catered country tune. Liberty Mutual, saving you bucks by protecting your truck. Cause Birdie told me to only pay for what I need. Thank you, Limu. I'll always trust an Limu with Liberty, 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 Liberty.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance tech at a university, he knows ordering from multiple suppliers takes time away from keeping their arena up and running. That's why he counts on Grainger to get everything he needs, from lighting and HVAC parts to plumbing supplies, all in one place. And with fast, dependable delivery, he's stocked and ready for the next tip-off. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The cost of mesothelioma treatments can exceed $400,000, and families often face losing their homes and life savings just to pay the bill. The Rights and Claims Department of Flint Cooper has helped victims secure financial support they need to pay for their care and ensure their family's future. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma and don't have legal representation, call Flint Cooper now at 800-606-8169. Time is running out for you to file a claim, so don't wait. Call 800-606-8169 for a free consultation.
My dad passed away unexpectedly. Of course, it was awful in every way, but we are very grateful that he had life insurance. So even after he was gone, he was still able to provide for us. And that's why I have life insurance for my family. Ethos.com. They make it fast and easy to get covered. It's 100% online. You get a quote in seconds, and you can apply in minutes. You get covered the same day.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
We're by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
I'm not angry or disappointed. I mean, obviously you're disappointed in the simple fact like you being down 3-0, obviously. But, I mean, you know, we still got life, and that's all you can ask for. And we got to be much better on Monday.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
BetMGM players will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. To use the Parlay Boost token, add a parlay wager made up of any sport wager to your bet slip and activate the token. If you win your wager that was made with the token, I don't know, guys, it's still not there. To all the people that work on our show, there's like 15 people, can we get the last line put in there? Literally, what it says here in the read that's posted is, if you win your major that was made with the token, download the BetMGM app today. What happens if you win the wager that was made with the token? Can we find out? For the second consecutive hour, can we find out? Bill Zimmerman, do we need to get Pablo Torre on the case here? We have found out. Give us the Pulitzer. If you win the wager that was made with the token, you'll receive extra winnings and unrestricted bonus dollars. Where's my award? We found out. Download the BetMGM app today and please gamble responsibly. The voice coming back from break, that of LeBron James, who says that the Lakers still have life. In the beat that we came back from break with, courtesy of our friend Grant Leader, in for Kenny Henderson, that is the rap classic Patiently Waiting with 50 Cent and Eminem. And in that song, which might be my favorite rap song ever, and I'm being serious, there is a flat line that plays leading into Eminem's verse. So yes, the Lakers may have life, but it's about to go... because they're done. SGA, 21-6 this series. Not SGA numbers. Who cares when A.J. Mitchell might be the best player on the court? And J-Dub's not even playing. And I know Luka's not playing. It wouldn't have mattered anyway. Maybe it wouldn't be a sweep and they wouldn't win every game by 1,000 points. But the Thunder were never losing the series to the Lakers. We told you that before the playoffs started, that this was basically going to be like a bye to the Western Conference Final. They're about to go 8-0. They're going to win tonight. Probably going to cover the spread. Huge favorites. Lakers going to 1-2-3 Cancun it. And the Thunder will be in the Western Conference Final. And they are thrilled right now that Victor Wembanyama chose to do like a Chael Sonnen impersonation last night in Spurs Wolves. As the Thunder continue to be not only the best team, but the luckiest team. And I don't even say that as an insult. It's a fact. How does that happen? Thunder Wolves, I mean, come on. I love Minnesota. No chance. And we could potentially stand on the precipice tonight of LeBron James' last game in the purple and gold as an LA Laker. His contract is set to expire. No extension talks reported. It feels like, not definitely, it feels like this is the end for LeBron in LA. I seriously doubt LeBron's done in the NBA. We all know about LeBron, right, wrong, or indifferent. I don't think he just like walks away. You know he's going to want to milk a retirement. So my guess is he plays next year. But I don't think it'll be for the Lakers. And if and when the Thunder win tonight's game, more when than if, you know that'll be a topic of conversation tomorrow and I'm excited to dive into it here on You Better You Bet. Final hour, Power Hour coming up on the other side. We'll get to Cavs Pistons. We'll get to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Got some NFL for you as well. And Zach Harper from The Athletic and NBA Radio will join us as well here on Westwood One Sports.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
The world is huge, like 197 million square miles huge, but it's also smaller than you think. With unlimited 2% cash back, the Cash Rewards Plus Visa card from Navy Federal brings our members closer to the game they love, rewarding fans of FIFA World Cup 26 every step of the way, thanks to Visa. From new jerseys and gear to game day tickets and nonstop cheer, with Visa and Navy Federal by your side, the world is at your fingertips. Terms apply for credit card rewards. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash. For
always consult your financial and tax professional.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN-FMHD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on the...
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more Messi. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to Messi exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!